Okay, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Tes. So the Mishnah says like this: Kol mi sheyesh boy shlosha dvarim halalu hu mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Anyone who has these character traits, is it from the talmidim of Avram? And if you have three different character traits, you will be considered a talmid of Bilam. So what's a talmid of Avram Avinu? Ayin tova. You look at people positively. You're not jealous of them. You look at them with a positive eye. Ruach nemucha, a humility. You speak kindly. You know, without gaiva. The nefesh shfala means he doesn't need too much in this world. Whatever he has is good. He doesn't need too much. Mitamidav shel Avram Avinu. These are the talmidim of Avram Avinu. Ayin ra, but an evil eye. Ruach gvoya gaiva, v'nefesh rechava, and someone who needs everything. Mitamidav shel Bilam HaRasha. That is the talmidim of Bilam HaRasha. Ma bein talmidav shel Avram Avinu, talmidav shel Bilam HaRasha. What's the difference? Talmidav shel Avram Avinu, oichlam b'olam hazeh, v'noichlam b'olam hava. They get olam haba, en olam hazeh. I give to my oyavim, I give to those people that love me, yesh, I give them something real. And they're real treasure houses, I feel. So they get the real deal. So they get olam hazeh and olam haba. They get only gehenim. Okay. So this is the difference between the Talmidim of Avram Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam. In other words, so you see that the primary chiluk is in the midos, right? You see that the primary chiluk between the Talmidim of Avram and the Talmidim of Bilam is in their midos, right? Now, Reb Chaim Lozhiner here explains. Now, the concept he's going to explain here is actually a good segue into Nefesh HaChayim. It's one of the many concepts touched upon there. And he basically introduces, and we're going to introduce it again later, but he basically introduces the concept of nun resh nun, which is nefesh, ruach, neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama are the three parts of a person, and each one is connected to more physical than the next. So the nefesh is the nefesh bahami, is the part which is like the animalistic part of the animal, the physicality. The ruach is the connection. It's a little higher level. It's the dibor. It's a little higher level. And the neshama, because it's where you're using the body for something not so physical. So you're using the guf, but you're using it for something a little less, what's the right word? Something not as physical. So speech, you're speaking, you're blowing a ruach.
Less mundane.
Yeah, less physical in a way. So that's the, so that's the ruach, and then the neshama is purely spiritual. So there's a purely physical, there's a purely spiritual, and then there's in between. And these correspond to three levels of the actions of a person. The three levels of an actions of the person are machshava, dibor, maisa, right? The maisa is the most physical. The dibor is the combination, because dibor is obviously something which allows a person to exit it from the physical world into a more spiritual world through tefillah, Torah. It's a little bit less physical, right? You can't touch it. You can't smell it. It's a little bit, has less of a physicality to ruach. And then that's connected to ruach. And then the final one is machshava, is just thought, has no connection at all to the physical body. So that's nefesh, ruach, and shama is connected, maisa, dibor, machshava. Okay? So the Ruach Chaim explains, he says that the three levels and the three differences between Avram Avinu and Bilam, the Talmidim of Avram, the Talmidim of Bilam, correspond to these three areas. Okay, so the first one is Ayin Tova. Okay, Ayin Tova is purely machshava. It's how do you look at a person? What do you think about the person? Are you jealous of the person? Are you happy for the person? What are your emotions when you're dealing with someone else? Okay, so even when you're dealing with someone else, you think in the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro realm, it's purely physical, but it's not. There is a spiritual, almost machshava and neshama connection where, what am I thinking about the person? How do I feel towards them? Am I jealous of them? Do I feel happy for them, etc.? That's the Ayin Tova. So in the machshava, neshama, machshava, which corresponds with neshama, so they had an Ayin Tova with their machshava, with their neshama, towards other people. The next one is the Ruach Nemucha. The Ruach is the middle one. It's the Ruach, it's the spirit. And that was in between. The Ruach Nemucha, in their Ruach, they were humble. That corresponds to the Dibor, the Ruach, the way they would speak, the way they would, more get involved, not just think about other people, but the way they speak and the way they express themselves and connect to others in expression. So that's connected Dibor, which is connected the Ruach of the person. And then finally, in the most physical way, the Nefesh Shvola, is the Nefesh Bahami of the person. And that's that corresponds to the actions of the person. So the actions were also, they acted in a humble way. They didn't get in other people's way. They avoided, they helped other people with chesed, the humility that they had about helping other people, it's not my job, et cetera, to help you. So they would help other people. They were human, and their actions were full of humility. And that was in the Dibor, in the Maisa realm, which is the Nefesh. So in all three realms, there is a significant difference between the Talmidim of Avram Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha. Okay, in the Ruach, in the Nefesh, which is the Maisa, in the Ruach, which is the Dibor, and in the Neshama, which is the Machshava, there was this significant difference between Avraham Avinu and Bilam HaRasha. Okay? Okay. Now, by the way, it's interesting to note that you're going to say, well, what's the difference? Is that the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they get Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So I understand they get Olam Haba. Why do they get Olam Hazeh? So they get Olam Hazeh, first of all, because the rule is, in general, that when a person does a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, and he makes other people, when he's doing a mitzvah, he gets rewarded in Olam Haba. Like, that's what we've been saying the whole time, that you create your Olam Haba by creating mitzvahs. But if you do a mitzvah which helps others, so you're not just engaged in a spiritual activity, you're engaged in making the world a better place, you're engaged in helping other people. So you, Hashem gives you reward in this world also, that you should be able to be oichel peros seihem ba'olam hazeh, that you eat the peros of that good deed. It's not the good deed itself, because the good deed itself was already planted in Olam Haba, and there's no way you can't get that reward in this world. But the peros of it, the fruits, the extra which comes out, that you can get in this world. And you get a peros of good deeds that you do, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, you get that in this world as well. So therefore, when a person acts in this way and makes and has a certain pleasantness to them and has a certain kindness that and makes everyone comfortable, etc., that allows them to receive a reward in this world as well. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, is that they receive the reward in this world as well. Okay, as opposed to the Rishoyim, all they care about is themselves. So not only are they doing Averis, they're also making the world a more difficult place to live. And therefore, they get punished in both worlds as well. Okay? Okay. The next Mishnah is a well-known Mishnah. It's actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah. And it says like this, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Yehuda ben Tema says, Avi Oz Kenomer. A person should have azus, which is like, I guess we kind of translate it as chutzpah. What's a good word for azus? Do you have a good translation for that? Do they have a translation for that in the English? Az kenomer, like a
haughtiness.
It says be bold.
Boldness, right? It's a chutzpah in a way. Az kenamer, be bold like a namer, like a lion. Vakal kanesha, swift like an eagle. Rots ketzvi, run like a tzvi. Vegibor kari, and strong like an ari. Lasar tzitzoyin, avicha shibashamayim. Okay? So it sounds like Oz, being Oz, is a very good mida, right? Being bold, like in your face, is good. The problem is, look at the end of the Mishnah. Hu haya oimer, Oz panim legehenim. Uboshes panim legehenim. If you're Oz panim, gehenim. It's not good. What do you mean Oz panim? You just told me they are Oz kanomer. So you're supposed to be Oz kanomer. Are you supposed to be Oz Panim Legehenim? Which one is it? Right? So, not only that, we know that the midah of a Jew is to be a Baishan, right? Baishanim Gomle Chasadim. You're supposed to be a certain amount of Busha. We're not supposed to be Oz Panim, right? A Busha means you're supposed to be a little bit humble, you're supposed to be a little bit shy. Oz, in Azus is a chutzpah. That's not our midah. Why should you be Oz Panim? Why should you be Oz Kenomer? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says like this: Ki lefa'amim midas ha'azus tova la'avodas Hashem. Midas ha'azus is good for avodas Hashem. Why? Because when there's pressure around you, and no one's really going to shul, no one's davening, no one's keeping this, no one's doing that, everyone's doing their own thing, no one's really learning, whatever. So a person has to have their own boldness and say, no, I'm going against the tide. That's a certain chutzpah because everyone's doing one thing and I'm doing the other. Certain azus. But here's what Chaim Volozhiner is going is. He says, what does the Mishnah say that goes to Gehenim? The one that goes to Gehenim is the azponim, it says. Azponim means you show the azus on your face. You show the azus on your face means that you're already showing it to other people. You're being chutzpahdik to other people. You're telling them your shita. You're telling them why they're wrong. You're telling them this, that. That's azponim. You have no business using that midah against other people. The heve oz kenomer is when the azus is only visible to yourself. It's not on your face. When you in your heart are an Oz, you know what? I don't care what everyone's doing. Everyone's doing their own thing. I'm going to stay in my, I'm going to be stark. I'm going to do what I think is right. I'm going to do the right thing. But you don't go around telling the whole world, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. That's the Oz Panim Lagana. What you do is you're the Oz Kenomer in yourself. That's what he says. Havirak abirus belev. It's a strength in your lev. Yishia Azus sofun beliboy. The good Azus is the Azus that's only in your heart. And only bring it out when it's needed for avodas Hashem. I will upon him and your face. Lo yira azus. We should never find azus on your face. Okay. So on your face, what's the midah that goes to Gan Eden? Is the boishes upon him. The boishes upon him. Look, yeah, whatever. It's good. Everyone, you know, I'm not here to tell everyone else what to do. But for myself, I have to be an Oz, because you can't just let everyone go with the flow. You can't just go with the flow and do what everyone else is doing if you don't feel it's correct. But to go and point out to everyone else their problem, that's Oz problem. That's incorrect. Okay? There was one time a story with the Chazanesh that there was a whole bunch of people. There was a bunch of people that they started being Mechal Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. So there was a macha being a public rally in honor of Shabbos being gathered together. So they asked the Chazon Ish if he could go. He said, the Chazon Ish said, I can't go. It has to be a peaceful rally, whatever. Fight. So they did a rally. And the Chazon Ish, on his own seat, when everyone else went to the rally, he stayed in the Beis Medrash and he said to himself, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. You know, I'm not here to say to everyone else what to do, you know, but if I see Chil Shabbos, I have to be in my heart, no, Chil Shabbos is wrong. Chil Shabbos is wrong. So I have to make the macha to myself. I don't have to make it to other people. So I don't have to go to the rally. But in my when they're being Chil Shabbos, I have to rally myself and remind myself, no, this is wrong. The Chil Shabbos is wrong. So that's the being Oz Kenomer without being the Oz Panim. So that's the balance.
There's a pasuk though to rebuke your friend if he's doing the wrong thing, right?
Yeah, but then what's the end of the pasuk? It says hocheach tochiach esam secha velosisa alav chait. The end of the pasuk, which Rashi says means don't do it harshly, because if you're doing it harshly, it's going to end up being an aveira for you, and it's not going to end up being a mitzvah for you.
So I understood if he doesn't do it.
No, it's machlokes
with Shai. Rashi
says, maybe the Ramban, I don't remember which one, says that it means you have to be very careful. When the Rambam for sure says like that, but when you're giving the tochacha, you cannot give it strongly. As a matter of fact, the Chazon Ish says that nowadays there is nobody left in Klal Yisrael that knows how to give tochacha. The Chazon Ish himself writes that. So he says, probably if you see someone doing an avera, it's probably because they were never zochet to hear someone give tochacha properly. You have to down the kafschos that they probably never heard tochacha properly. So of course you have your friend, yeah, you know how to do it. But the azus also, there's a very big difference if, okay, off the record, it is a very big difference if the reason why you're giving the tochacha is because you care about the other person, or it's because it's a challenge to your shita. Sometimes people have a shita. I have my way of doing things. And this guy's not doing it. And it bothers me. Because I hold, this is correct. I hold like this. I hold like that. So a person very often may be just planting their agenda or using their agenda as like a springboard to, you know, place it on other people. So that's incorrect. So you have to make sure that when it's coming out b'koyach, that you care about the other person. But of course, you're correct. You have to be mechiach. But that's not azus. If you're using azus to be mechiach, that's incorrect. That's azus panim. That's not the midah that we're talking about. So that's how he learns. It's a great pshat. So the way he reads the Mishnah is, have a oz kenomer. In your heart, you can have azus. You could be bold. You could say, I'm not going with the flow. I'm going to do what's correct. But az panim is gelah gehenim. Once I see this pshat in front of Lashon, it seems like partial pshat in the Mishnah. But it's a geshmak of pshat. Okay, everybody. Mr. Shem, looks like tomorrow we'll be wrapping it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, very good, everyone. Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Shkoyach, thank you. Shkoyach, everybody. Okay.